Let's enjoy today's message by Nike Adeyemi.
I've called this Keys to Excel Where You Are. Keys to Excel Where You Are. We try to make it as general as possible, but you know, we're in the women's conference, but I know that even men too will be blessed because the word of God is life and it will give life to you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. I want us to know that God wants us to excel. He wants us to excel. To excel right where we are. When we talk about excelling, the theme says excelling where you are. It didn't say excelled. It didn't say about to. But what God wants us to understand is right where we are, we can live for him. Right where we are, we can glorify him. Even in the midst of our challenges. In Genesis chapter 39, when you read from verse 1, even down to verse 3, it says that Joseph was a prosperous man, yet he was a slave in Potiphar's house. How does he do? The two don't seem to rhyme. He was a slave in Potiphar's house. We know the story, how his brothers, you know, despised him because he had a dream in his heart, because he spoke about the dream. Some people have analyzed that we should have kept quiet. Maybe he was proud, intimidated them. But the issue was that they hated him the more for his dreams. Tell your neighbor you're carrying something and you will not be destroyed. You will deliver successfully in Jesus' name. Because of his dream, he was tried. He was persecuted. His brothers almost killed him. He was as good as dead. They lied to his father. He went from the pit, to the palace, to prison. He was sold as a slave. So while he was working in Potiphar's house, yet a slave, but the Bible says that he was a prosperous man, for the Lord was with him. Amen. Oh, I thought the Lord was only with you when you had houses, beautiful cars. Amen. When you seem to have arrived, then that's a manifestation that the Lord is with you. No. We must begin to excel in our hearts first. We said so many things yesterday. I said we must excel in our hearts first. We must excel in our relationships, in our relationship with God first. Before we can begin to talk about excelling with man, excelling with other people in our marriages, and really excelling in life, we must guard our hearts with all diligence. And so, he was judged a prosperous man, even though he was a slave. He didn't wait to get out of there before he began to excel or began to see himself as a successful person. Because when you're successful inside, when you're successful with your thinking, it's a matter of time it will manifest outside. And that's why we said Philippians 4:8, it says, whatsoever things are true, are pure, are lovely, are of good report, think on these things, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind. Amen. Many times we lose our peace because of the thoughts that we think. Yeah. You might say, oh, we lose our peace because in Nigeria, like this, all that is happening. But if you don't think deeply about all that is happening, you won't lose your peace. Amen. I've decided I won't internalize these things too much. I read the papers, we discuss Nigeria before we go to bed. No wonder sometimes I wake up with a headache. It's a direct whatever. Amen. Because even after thinking all those things and talking about all those things, we must really refocus our thoughts and say, but the Lord is on the throne. He's a good God. This nation will change. Amen. He's a good God. And then you begin to even affirm yourself with the word of God that, but as for me, God said when there is a casting down, there will be a lifting. But even before, uncle, excuse my language, please. That he said that there will be darkness on the earth. So why am I surprised? But as for me, he said that we arise and shine. Lord, I'm not part of the problem. Then I begin to establish my thinking. Amen. And then I wake up with peace and joy. Amen. Because you can choose what you will take and what you will dwell on. So you can agree with yourself and agree with God that you are excelling and that you are a prosperous person. Because on your inside first, you have Christ. Amen. Ah, that is the beginning of excellence. And then we begin to learn his ways. Amen. We begin to learn his ways. The Lord said concerning him in Hebrews 1, he said, "For you loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore the Lord your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows." I think that's Hebrews 1:8. He said, therefore, you excel in righteousness. Therefore, in life, you will excel. He said, you will excel above your mates. I see you excelling above your contemporaries. Excel in the field that God has called you. Excel in that industry. We need not compete with anyone, but compete with yourself. Amen? Think about where you were and where you are now. Think and look at yourself and say, how many habits have I broken? Have I overcome this anger? Hello? When I find out these days I'm not easily offended and I've overcome anger, or I've overcome some of my weaknesses, I declare that I'm a success. Amen? We don't give testimony on things like that. Amen? Ah, before I used to lie, before I used to get angry easily, but I found out that in the last 6 months, people offend me and I just found out that there is peace. Amen? That is a breakthrough. That is a breakthrough that has taken place internally. And therefore, you are set for lifting. And you are set to be used by God. It's not that God only uses perfect people. No. He uses people who have weaknesses. And we all have weaknesses. But he will use us when we are teachable. When we are humble. Praise God. And that's why he used David in the Bible. Hallelujah. He used David. David was one of the greatest sinners, but he was passionate for God. He loved God and he knew how to quickly repent. And God would just say, but David is a man after my heart. Okay, take my mercy. And then when people judge, they say, this man, with all he did, God, you are partial. If you want to see the partiality of God, be a worshiper. Roll on the floor in your room. Lie face down. Amen. Lie down, wake up in the morning, slot in a CD, dance unto him, rejoice. There are issues in your life, oh. You're on the treadmill, you are singing, you are dancing. Hallelujah. And that runs the devil crazy because you wonder what is making her happy. With all the buttons I'm pushing in her life that she's supposed to be discouraged. Praise God. But you say, Lord, I judge you faithful. And God is excited about such things. And then he has to show himself strong. He has to show himself strong. When he says, over to you, Lord. It's your name that is at stake here. Hallelujah. So Joseph was a prosperous man. Hallelujah. When we look at the life of Esther, keys to excel as a woman. Let's look at lessons from Esther's life. Esther was teachable and obedient. We know the story. Is in the book of Esther. Just 9 chapters, the book of Esther. In Esther chapter 4, verse 4, she said, if I perish, I perish. What was the background to that? She was an orphan. Somewhere along the line, her cousin Mordecai raised her. There was a competition in the palace for young girls, virgins, who would be the prospective wife of King Ahasuerus. She won at the end of the day and she got into the palace and she was there enjoying herself. But there was trouble out there among the Jews, among her people, in the community. There was trouble. A decree had gone out, orchestrated by Haman, the chief AD to the king. May God surround you with good advisors. And many times that's the challenge of our nation. It's not about the key man at the top. It's about the people that surround them. The people around you, they can make or break you. The little young maid, servant girl to Naaman the leper, Captain Naaman that was a leper. It was the advice of his maid, the little girl that he took. Hey, excuse me, sir. But the instruction, go and wash in the, you know. He sent for the man of God, Elijah. Elijah said, go and wash in the pool of Jordan. And he said, no, he didn't even come. I thought he would come to me. He sent a word. Instead of him to hold on to the word, there were people that told Jesus, don't bother coming, just send your word. He said, I thought he will come and he will strike the place and heal the leper, talking about himself. And so he was not going to obey that instruction. But his housemaid saw everything she heard, and she thought, ah, this man is missing the point, and I want him to be healed. Every area of shame in your life will be healed in Jesus' name. As we submit ourselves and obey ourselves to God, obey God's instruction. He was a captain, high, lofty, but he had an issue, leprosy. He said, excuse me, sir, obey, you know, just go and do as he has said. He said, I thought of all the rivers. There are many rivers even. He was proud, but thank God he obeyed the girl. Amen. May God send us good voices. And may we also be voice of courage, of sound judgment and advice to the people around us. That is the key to promotion. Even when you are working somewhere as an employee, that's the key to promotion. Good advice. Sound judgment in doing your work. You know, even the one that was not given to you, you notice some things. You help to make it better. You help your boss to look good. Praise God. Why will you not be promoted? It's your time to shine. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And this is the way God wants to use us. Mrs. Potiphar. I said something yesterday. Loneliness, because in one part of the segment we're talking to singles. Loneliness is not a loss of affection. It is loss of direction. It's not necessarily loss of affection. You can be alone, but not necessarily lonely. It's not loss of affection. It's loss of direction and vision. Amen. I remember that statement because I was going to talk about Mrs. Potiphar now. She should have helped Joseph in a good way. But she didn't have vision. She didn't have direction for her life. Yes, she might have been lonely because her husband didn't give her attention. Hello. And you say, how do I know? I know. You know, when you are reading the word, the Holy Spirit has to show you. He's a creative God. Praise God. She was, because the Bible says that she pursued Joseph. She pursued him. You know, but the Bible says Joseph refused to lie with her or be with her. Hello? Or be with her. So he was just like, let me just be with you. He didn't even want that one at all. Why? Because the husband was busy. He was so busy going out. He will go from morning, come back till night. Amen? And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Hello? After all, he was bringing in the money. But she was bored. She was bored. The rich also cry, but not our own kind of rich. She was rich, she was wealthy, but her life was not making impact. You cannot be neutral, you have to be hot or cold. God loves passion, you have to be hot or cold, because he said in Revelation, because you are neither hot or cold, I will spew you out of my mouth, because I have to know where you are. Hello. It's time to be hot for God. Praise God. It's time to be hot for God. She was bored. She didn't have a vision. She didn't think that she could send this guy to adult school or something. Send him to school. Okay, when you finish doing your work, go and learn. What trade do you want to learn? Or evening classes. You can go for 2 hours, come back. After all, she had other servants in the house. She had other servants, but he became the chief servant. When he's cleaning in the living room, she will come. He will just go and say, hey, I have to check the kitchen. I have something to do. He will escape to the kitchen. She will come there again. He will say, the garden. I need to cut the grass. He will run there. Wise guy. No wonder God promoted him. Hallelujah. And he became the second in command at the end of the day. Well, we were looking at Esther's life. But that was a bad example of womanhood in Potiphar's wife. Esther was teachable and obedient. She listened to Mordecai. She took his instruction. She did not let herself to be overcome with a low self-esteem. He believed she was beautiful. She believed she was. She went in for the competition. She could have failed right there and then and say, I'm not good enough. I'm not fine. I'm not this. Hello. Some of us women were like that. You are fine. Amen. Tell yourself, I am fine. I am beautiful. I am a good thing. And if you're single, say, I'm a good thing. And the right man will find me. Amen. And he will obtain favor from the Lord. That's what the Bible says. It says that, you know, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he obtains favor from the Lord. So be a good thing up front. Praise God. So she was obedient. Humble. This is how to excel. Humble. She was not full of pride. She was humble because even while she was there, there were so many other girls. But the man in charge of the, he's a eunuch. No wonder he was a eunuch. Let's leave that for now. He was in charge of them, eunuch, so that he would not be carried away and things will happen there. But he was to give them all their oils and their preparations, their perfumes. They prepared for 12 months. And she was submissive to him. He noted her. She found favor with him. Praise God. You will find favor with those that matter. He says, because of that, her things were given to her speedily. What is yours will be given to you. You will not be denied. It's not about gender. Be good. People are looking for good people. Don't agree that your gender is already a disadvantage. That was before. Things are changing now. Praise God. Things are changing now. Women are attempting great things because they believe that they merit it. Hallelujah. One of our mamas in Nigeria. I mean, there were so many comments. Everybody was saying their own journalists and everything. Leave her alone. At least she tried. History has been made that an African would even dare to contest. And the contest was not between 10 people. It was down to 3, down to 2. So she was the first runner up. Amen. I want to say, let's give her another. Is it every 4 years that they renew the position of the World Bank president? 4 years. Give another 4 years or 8 years. Amen. 5. Amen. It's well. Yeah, I know there were so many things. People were like, hey, physician, heal yourself. Your own country, do something first. But she tried. The other history that has been made also, or that would have been made, is just also being a first of a woman to attempt it. Praise God. Whatever is in your heart, do it. Don't let people run you down. Whatever you find in your heart to do, whatever dreams, take steps. Make attempts. Don't be overcome with self-esteem. Be confident about the gifting that God has given you. If you are brainy, don't be apologetic for it. If you are beautiful, don't be apologetic for it. Praise God. Whatever God has given you is your gift. Use it. A nice set of teeth, good legs. Hello. Look, until you say I am, nobody will say thou art. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And this includes the men too. Even though God allows us to use a little help. No helps for you. We can touch up a little blush hair, a little mascara. If you try it, it will be masquerade. Some are trying it. They go and pierce their ears and put earring. You don't need help. How you are, that's it. I tell you, I don't want to be a man. I don't want to be a man. Don't we say, many at best, number two. Number two is good. Number two is good. Hello. Hallelujah. Although I'm number one wife, Sha. And there will be no other in Jesus' name. But let me tell you, number two is not bad. Sometimes it's good to be under authority and under submission. I know we hate to hear that word, but the powerful side to that word is that you can easily say, Lord, not me. You know I have to obey. You won't have to answer for many things. Amen. Men, the responsibility they carry, Lord, it is well. I know when I was going to get married, I saw my husband talking, my mom talking to my husband to be. I think it was some days ago, and they were just, they're very close. But then they were, you know, she was just maybe giving you something. Then she was saying that she's your junior sister or a bro, and you know, so I said, okay, that's true. And sometimes when we have arguments or misunderstanding or whatever, I'm like, ah, you're even older. Even though it's just by 2 months. You are older, you are a more so. I shouldn't be able to get away. You can get away with some things, but I can. And I said, moreover, you are pastor. Hey, bye-bye. If I get angry, you two should not get angry. Because you are the leader. I tell you, life can be cheap. I decree in Jesus' name, every stress in and around your life gives way to victory. Let's learn the word. When we learn the word, we will grow. Life will be simpler than it is right now. I'm telling you, life will be easier. Life will be easier. We don't need to struggle. Our fight is not with flesh and blood. There are times we need to allow God to fight for us. It's not that we shouldn't speak up when we should, but there are times you let God fight for us. Esther depended on the Lord. If you want to excel, learn to lean on the Lord. She leaned on him in prayer and fasting. She depended on him for ideas and creativity. She was in the palace, yes. But when trouble broke out, Mordecai said, look, I'm in sackcloth and ashes. She heard. A decree has come out that your people, the Jews, on a certain date, they should be exterminated and killed. Ah, she was, first of all, fearful. What do I do? No one goes before the king except he sends for them. If I go and he doesn't send for me, and he does not stretch his scepter of approval upon me, that is death, automatically. Her predecessor, they sent for her, she didn't come. She was exiled. The Hamans of this world were around there. She knew that if she messed up, Haman would be so happy to see her out of the place. But he said, you have to do something. So she leaned on the Lord, she prayed. She depended, even not alone. She carried also her maidens with her. She said, we must pray and fast. And she came out with a strategy. She came out with wisdom. By the time she stood before the king, he said, wow, Queen Esther, what do you want? Hallelujah. What you need will be given to you speedily. Hallelujah. But we must be prayerful. We must depend on the Lord. We must be prayerful. We must hear from his throne. We must have some idea, some direction, and we must take steps of faith. Even though she received courage, she wasn't fully, she couldn't say fully that she wasn't going to die. But she said, you know what? I'm ready. If I perish, I perish. But she did not, because she knew there was still, but she knew that she would have died doing the will of God. She would have died, God smiling over her. And she got, her husband, the king, said, what do you want? Even up to half of my kingdom. Half of my kingdom. Another point I quickly want to say here now before, and then we'll close, is that we must learn to have control over our mouth. We have to have control over our tongue, over our spirit. Amen. She did not just ask for anything in a hurry. She didn't just, she stood there and then she said, you know what? My Lord, I would like you to come for a banquet that I have prepared. Just come and eat and invite Haman, your PA, your chief AD. I want him to be there as well. He said, is that all? Okay. He went for the dinner that night. At the dinner again, at the banquet, said, they were eating. He said, my dear, ask, what do you want? What is your request? Because he felt that it should be more than this. Hello? Even if that was all, it was enough. For a husband she had not seen for 30 days. Hello. Okay, when you get back home, read the book of Esther. Because the word she sent to Mordecai first was that no one goes before the king except they are called. And lo, 30 days now, I have not seen him. Hello. And some people think that she was enjoying in the palace. Some other single ladies that were her co-competitors. I can imagine one of them thinking, 6 months running, Esther, she must really be enjoying now. Enjoying what? She was married. She didn't see her husband. Hello. They were in the same palace one day. And she wasn't doing anything. Dressing up, makeup, paint nails, but they weren't going anywhere. She was even starved of his affection and his presence. They don't even sit down to eat together. Let's even say once in 2 days. Hello. Because of the Hamans that have, you know, even in the night when he thinks, let me send for my queen. Hey, excuse me, sir. Yes, 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 yes. We need to sign another bill. Just sign here, sign here, sign here. This decree. Okay, okay, okay. The Lord will get rid of all your enemies. In the name of Jesus. It's the devil, not physical people. He only uses people. Amen. So that was her challenge. That was her problem. That was her problem. Maybe she didn't even know she had a problem. That's why she first said, dinner, let's first eat. Let me even see you. Let me even be in your presence. Amen. After the third state banquet, then she declared, he asked again, what do you want? Then she declared and said, this enemy, this Haman of a guy, get rid of him. And that was the end. Praise God. She was promoted. Mordecai was promoted. She had control of her mouth. She held herself. She knew when to speak and when not to speak. She could have stood there before the king and forgotten her vision. Why she was there on behalf of the Jews. Half of the kingdom. I didn't even imagine he would say, me that I was just believing God that I'll be alive. He's even saying he will give me up to half of his kingdom. And she could have been asking for all kinds of things. But her head was still correct. She didn't lose focus on why she stood there. Praise God. She held on. She was patient. She was creative. She was strategic. And at the end of the day, it was lasting victory. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. Let's begin to talk to God. Talk to God about excelling. Talk to God about the areas in your life that might be a hindrance. He said, in the house, in a great house, there are vessels unto honor and vessels unto dishonor. This is a great house. You are a vessel unto honor. Talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, use me. Use me, Lord. Help me so that I don't look down on the gifts that you have given me. So that I don't look down on the talents that you have embedded in me. Help me, Father, so that I don't waste the grace that you have put upon my life. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for your sons and daughters. We stand before you. Lord, we desire to excel. We desire to move to a new level because we know that you will be glorified. Do what only you can do in our lives, O God. Let every agenda of the enemy be uprooted from the lives of your people. Let every weakness, every besetting sin, O God, be uprooted from our lives, O God. We want to live for you. We want to shine for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.